1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. G7 foreign ministers, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meeting in Italy, warning of new sanctions against Iran for its drone and missile attack on Israel last weekend, even as Israel appears to strike back overnight. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Israel had been understandably secretive about exactly how this attack would be carried out and certainly when. There was an enormous amount of internal debate in Israel about the scope of this attack, with hardliners wanting to send a strong message of deterrence. But it appears this strike was limited to a military facility in Isfahan in hopes that there would be no escalation.
At the G7 meeting, Secretary Blinken saying,
I'm not going to speak to these reported events. All I can say is that for our part and for the entire G7, our focus has been on de-escalation.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains found yesterday are thought to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says they were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee. Maxwell Anderson is charged with Chardae Robinson's death. Renewable energy projects are getting a boost with tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says there are more opportunities now than ever.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
The tax credits could help since polling shows Americans are cautious about making big investments because of inflation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Starbucks barista from Madison will be one of 150 union workers who'll meet with the coffee giant next week. Senua O'Connor tells the Cap Times making it to the bargaining table feels like a huge win in itself. The two sides have agreed to negotiate a foundational framework. The process aims to set the groundwork for the relationship between the union and the company by discussing proposals that affect workers at unionized stores. A Dane County jury is convicting a Fitchburg woman for the shooting death of a worker at a Middleton car dealership last year. Jurors took 5 hours before rejecting Jakira Anderson's self-defense argument. Anderson shot and killed Kwasu Samba after an argument that lasted 4 hours. Anderson will have to serve at least 20 years of an automatic life sentence. The judge will decide later if she could ever apply for release or extended supervision. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks begin a best-of-seven series against the Indiana Pacers Sunday night, a team they lost to 4 out of 5 games this past season. I asked Bucks head coach Doc Rivers if he's had talks with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, just talking about the other games. You know, talked to him a lot about the 5 games they've had with Indiana and things that he's seen and things he thinks we need to do, things we can't do anymore. So he's been valuable there.
Marquette introducing their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra was an assistant at MU before becoming the head coach at Charlotte. I asked, what's it like being back at Marquette as a head coach?
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family, and this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university, it means a lot to me and my family.
That's Marquette's Kara Consuegra. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Winds will gust out of the west as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy, a low near 31. Sunshine, 50 for Saturday. Sunny and 60 on your Sunday. Slight chance of a rain shower on Monday, mid-60s.
Right now, it's 37. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Save big money on roof and floor trusses. Now at Menards, we carry a large selection of pre-built, residential, and post-frame trusses to complete your next building project. Or upload your own truss blueprints online. Or bring your building plans to your local Menards and start designing your trusses today. Save big on trusses at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here to recombobulate at 10:33. I'm sure we'll talk poll results. Then it's All Things Elk with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
What was your impression of Donald Trump when you saw him?
You know, he looked less orange, definitely, like more yellows, like yellow.
Bless her. Oh,
that's fantastic.
Bless her heart.
Dismissed her number 11 billion. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, hi, Sean Comiskey. Thanks for coming in so that Muscle Pony can have a vacation.
Happy to help.
Okay, so first of all, I can't talk to Glenn Kirshner. Fast
soon
enough,
exactly.
Because what the actual... Mm-hmm. First of all, we have our jury.
We need...
I'm doing guess the quote, but I'll just tell you. It was
so
Judge Mershon.
We have five more that we got to pick for...
Alternate. He's thinking they'll be done with all today. The alternates by today. But, oh my God, I am just... This is the first time ever where I'm like, if there is justice in America, he will be convicted. But this is like he and it, first of all, it doesn't even matter if regular news outlets try to limit information
right.
about prospective jurors. They've got Fox News over mm-hmm. there and Jesse Watt and all these outlets that are doing everything they can to this trial
yep.
for Donald Trump. Right. I mean, I've just never seen anything like this. We have to talk to Glenn about what you do exactly, because the one juror we lost, it's like we said yesterday, because she was afraid.
Yeah.
Because they did enough identifying things. Yep. She's an oncology nurse. And this is what I'm afraid of, Jody, is anyone, all these dismissed jurors,
yeah,
people like her that have eyes that can see he's not a color found in nature. And all the other, like, you know what Carlos said this week? About, yes, we have Trump derangement syndrome. People had Hitler derangement syndrome. If you don't, there's something wrong with you.
Exactly.
The people that can be fair and don't think he's a despicable POS, those are, to me, going to be Trump jurors. Because how can you just go, oh, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really made up my mind about him. It's hard to, these are some of the dismissed jurors, right? Here we
yeah.
go.
Can you share your opinion of the former president and why you felt that you could be unbiased?
I'm not a fan. During COVID-19, I lived with someone who was immunocompromised, and I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal.
See, she's
again,
honest.
A normal human that knows what any fact-based
it.
Person knows, yeah. His performance on COVID was abysmal. But that's what I'm saying. Normal people that have, like, normal, healthy opinions about Donald Trump, as you should, if more people had Hitler derangement syndrome in Germany. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Sean. I didn't mean to go right to Hitler. Okay. Here's another one.
It's the same person.
Oh, same person.
Yeah.
Excuse juror. Here we go.
I have a sister who's adopted from China, and the comments he made about China when he was running for president made her very anxious, and therefore made me angry.
Yes.
I mean, my friends have
anyone that thinks he's not a despicable racist a-hole, I have no respect for. Yes.
Same. My friends have an adopted daughter.
Yeah.
She's in her 20s now.
Yeah.
And she's Chinese.
Yeah.
And so during 2020 and all of this, I'm sure she was afraid.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized that you're wearing your Sean Says t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have mine anymore. I gave it to Sean because I felt that it would be creepy after Sean left to wear my Sean Says t-shirt. It was a little like, you know, Damien's nanny, kind of weird. Don't you think?
No.
So I gave it to you and you gave it to your mom, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
So your mom can wear you.
Yeah. But Jody's rack looks fantastic.
I know. It's a nice shirt.
Look at your face.
They look huge.
Your eyes are just nestled there right between her, right here. Her boobuses. Does it make it worth coming home? That's how we get Sean back here. Jody will wear the tight Sean shirt.
Now there's a tight Jody shirt I can wear.
There is a tight
Jody
shirt.
Oh, my God. I just realized I'm the only gay in the village. Oh, no.
You are the only gay in the village today.
Oh, no. I'm outnumbered again. I feel like I've moved to
You will
to
be
Texas.
The only gay in the entire show.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. Wow, we're lousy with the
straights.
Breeders and straights and other... Okay. All right. Here's another excused juror. Here we go.
Same source.
Their policies he has supported that regard women and reproductive health that I do not agree with. And I think all of that needs to be addressed.
Yep. Yes. Anyone that might be aware that he is a rapist, an adjudicated rapist, mm-hmm. who has taken bodily autonomy away from millions of women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like that, once again, that are, you know, reality-based. Can't have that on the jury.
No. That's
Thank
crazy.
God they got rid of the one person, though, right, that said, oh, he's mysterious and fascinating.
Was that the guy that tore down the posters?
Yes. Yes. He lied. So that's why. Yep, of course, he's a Trump juror. Apparently, the Trump team really wanted him.
Right.
Because, of course, he's a big, fat liar. Oh, my God. Anyway, we will talk to Glenn about what the judge does or what he doesn't, but the only thing that makes me know that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Every time there's a fart story, does every single human on
they
social media
you.
Alert me?
Yes, they do.
Buzzkill Barry was the first one. Red alert, mama. The comedy gods are on our side. There is a GOP fart squad. Seriously.
There is a fart squad.
Like it's. Did they do this for me?
I think they did. I think Mike Johnson seriously loves you. Secretly loves you.
Yeah, Politico headline. Freedom Caucus on alert for possible moves against it by GOP leaders. The Freedom Caucus floor action response team.
Fart.
Shorthanded as fart. Aims to guard against an unannounced request to pass resolutions that could stealthily limit their leverage. Fart team is on it. Whenever we... back away from fascism and toward democracy, the fart team is there.
Oh, you know what I mean? Do they have poses?
Hang on, I might need... Sean, I need backup. I know you have some, too. But you know what? We're gonna...
Do they have poses like Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, right. And then except the one's going like that. Or no, don't point your ass out that way. Okay. Fart team's on it.
Okay.
There was an over-under on Twitter on how fast I'd get to that story. I mean, I had to do the Trump trial, but...
Carney Wilson's on it.
Yeah. What's the reality show? The judge show we're doing with Frangela?
Snatched.
Right. Fart squad. Fart squad is there. Freeze. Okay. Oh, by the way, could I have the tiniest of violins? Speaking of which, is that the other thing baby was whining about? It's cold. Baby's cold in the corner room. Oh, my God. Doesn't that remind you of when he said he'd give up his businesses? He's out in front of least waving around all
right.
these papers. Look at all these articles. All the articles are from Fox people and whatever. National Review. Look at all these articles. So unfair.
I have to sit here all day.
So unfair. And it's so cold. So cold. So cold, Yogi.
Yeah, I didn't get the audio because I love you.
No, thank you. I was going to say that. We can't hear that echoey bolt anyway. And it's just, if it's possible, Sean, for his voice to be more annoying, him yelling in an echoey hallway while he whines and waves papers around.
I tried to get it out. Rocky Mountain Mike sent me a thing, and
oh my
it
God.
Just didn't work well.
Nicole Wallace is my spirit animal. Also, that's my sweet spot of my day. If you're wondering when cocktail hour is appropriate, it's my sweet spot, that two-hour block. But, first of all, because she's a potty mouth.
She is.
Yeah. She dropped a bolt yesterday.
I know.
Oh, no. She told George Conway, your tweets drive Trump bat crazy. Mm-hmm. And she said the whole thing.
Yay.
What? Oh, anyway, I can't remember what else I was going to say. What happened? Oh, well, Glenn was on. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, that is my G-spot. My justice G-spot. All right, he will join us in just a few minutes. But anyway, I just a lot to talk about. Noel Castler, our friend, talking about Fox, said if your network is running segments called Meet the Jurors by a smarmy frat bro from Trinity who cheated on his wife with a young producer, which was founded by a fascist and run by a now dead sexual predator, and your air talent is drunk half the time, you might not be in real news. Who could he be referring to? Judge Boxwine? Yeah, this is, I love this part though. Olivia Nuzzi. We're enjoying every moment of this. As Trump looks on in the courtroom, his lawyer is reading tweets from a prospective juror when she called him a racist, sexist, narcissist, and anathema to everything she's been taught by her faith, and that among other things, he has no sense of right and wrong. Someone was saying, this is like the worst nightmare for a narcissist. He just has to sit there. Mm-hmm. First of all, like even Omarosa, other people that have worked with him said, he never stays awake. No. They had to like, right, like a baby. They said, baby, over here, look at the mobile. Yep. Look at, like, she said, we literally had to, like, I don't even want to know, like Noel says, what degree of drugs he's on and God knows what else, right?
Not enough.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. Hold, please. Oh, yes, here it is. George Conway said he's a narcissistic sociopath, and that's the thing everyone has to kind of get used to. Okay. It's the reason you cannot normalize him. You cannot treat him like a normal human being because he's not. He is unwell, and that's why he can't follow. He's not going to be able to follow his lawyer's directions.
He had his phone on yesterday.
I know. Yeah. Take his phone. Like any other person, you would have your phone seized.
Yeah.
He's just like so grumpy and puts it away. It's like, you can't use your phone. He's so used to getting away with everything, mm-hmm. Jody. He doesn't get, he is a criminal defendant, right? You shut the up and sit down. You don't get to talk to the jurors and tweet on your phone. And oh my God, he cannot go to jail a second too soon. We have to, you know, ask Glenn his opinion on that. Because when is the hearing? Like someone did say, the judge can make the hearing whenever he wants.
It's Tuesday.
And we are, what, in 7 violations of the gag order? And it's like a rolling avalanche, right? It's just going to continue. And I just think he can't control himself. I think you have to put him in jail for the trial. Also, the jury situation is just deadly serious.
It's scary.
Even Michael Cohen sounded rattled yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, God forbid someone kills Stormy Daniels or Michael Cohen. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is getting really, these poor jurors, you could imagine, they're saying, you know, someone was saying they're going to need all 6 alternates.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine that more of them are going to be targeted.
I'm surprised it's only 6 alternates.
Right, by Trump and his allies, and they're going to get spooked. And, you know, who can blame them for being afraid for they and their family's safety? I mean, this is so insane that you realize how he's gotten away with things. Because people just, you think, like, are we ever going to get an actual trial or a fair trial? Are they going to spook all the jurors? Are they going to be allowed to do that? Like, I just don't, hold, please. Oh, this one, we have to take the wins where we can. Yeah, and a huge win for the DA. Judge Merchan has excused the juror who said he finds Trump fascinating and mysterious and was accused of failing to disclose his arrest in the 90s for tearing down political posters. Trump's team wanted him on the jury, hoping for a mistrial. Yeah, that's all they're hoping for is mm-hmm. just one, right?
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so anyway, but I guess the other thing that's way outside the norm, we'll talk to Glenn about it, but I guess is good, is that the prosecution doesn't have to disclose their witnesses to Trump. That never happens.
That
but
never
the judge
does.
Is like, because of course, the minute, you know, Trump and his team get that information, they, you know exactly what's going
to
happen.
It's very strange. I mean, they're entitled to whatever the prosecution is going to
do. But the judge is like, I don't blame you.
I don't either. Make them anonymous. Witness one, witness two.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Right. Lindy Lee, our friend, who will join us in Philadelphia Sexy Liberal next Saturday, along with JoJo from Jurors and Glenn Kirshner. She just tweeted, why is Trump threatening jurors? Because nothing happened when he threatened President Biden and posted a picture of him hogtied, or when he threatened Judge Merchan and his family, or when he threatened Bragg, Willis, James, Moss, Freeman, Hutchinson, Jack Smith, James Angoran, and Chutkin. Unless there are consequences, this demon will never stop. I'm not sure. Sean, how did they stop werewolves and vampires? I forget. We have to do some combination, including and throw in Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Starts
with a tranquilizer dart.
Silver bullets, stakes, holy water.
Okay, the Stephanie Miller Show does not suggest anything that would imply violence.
Anybody.
Right. These are all fictional things from fictional movies in the employ of fictional comedy. Thank you. All right. Fart Squad is on it. Okay.
There's your out of the gate.
There it is. All right. We got a Fugle Sangian and a Frangelican Friday. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Oh, I tweeted the picture of Robin bringing Frangela biscuits. Minneapolis sexy liberal. So we will have hashtag biscuit talk in hour three, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Bean. Oh, I told you guys I'm going to tweet another picture. When I got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, Bonnie and Clyde colonized my pillow. And if you know anything about small dogs, they cannot be moved.
No, they can't.
They are nature's immovable force. And so I had to take like this much of the pillow. Yeah, right. I think they have attitude because they're the cover models.
Well, look at them.
Yeah, the Hope Rescue Calendar. So they were like, yeah, we'll be taking the pillow. They know I'm a sucker. Mommy has to give them the best. Mommy gives them Nature's Blend, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you're the best dog daddy. What does Hefe say when you give him his Nature's Blend?
He says, more, please.
Says, thank you, Daddy. Excuse me. Pardon me. Pardon me. Okay. I'm
bless
good.
You.
I'm fine.
Papa.
I just love that Hefe sounds exactly like Sean Comiskey. He has that same dry sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
More. Okay. Or he sounds a little like the plant in... Little Shop of Horrors, but okay. Either way, they love Nature's Blend. It's the best food in the world for them. It is real food made of turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits, vegetables, you name it. Raw, freeze-dried, they go crazy right now. Get 54% off your first order, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller, NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Yes, I'm going to say the reason Bonnie and Clyde have a particular attitude is that they are the cover models for the Hope Rescue Calendar. And also, it happens to be April, Sean, in which Bonnie is the cover model. Clyde will be insufferable when it is his month, which is coming up. But I told the story. This is why I'm a little cranky this morning, other than Donald Trump trying to get every juror and witness in the world killed. Is that I, when I went, what's on my nose?
Yeah, what's on your nose?
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I'm going to say that was from Bonnie. Because you know what? She does the kind of lick. Does Hefe lick? Because Bonnie just likes to get right into your cavities, like your nose, your ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she does like a cavity search every morning. Anyway, my
like
point
Donald
is, Sean,
will have to have when he goes to Rikers, a cavity search.
There you go. Okay. My point is, what was I saying? Oh, I got up to go to, I'll tweet the picture later. I got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and Bonnie and Clyde had completely colonized my pillow. And if you know anything about tiny dogs, they cannot be moved. They are nature's like immovable force. You can't. So I slept on like this much of my pillow because, but I'll do a picture. They just looked up at me with, first of all, turn the light off. We're trying to sleep. Secondly, get away from this pillow.
This is ours.
Get back away from the pillow.
That's their shoe.
I've tried to move Bonnie, and you know what I get? Just, I'm like, okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah, if she doesn't want to be picked up, it's a growl.
Okay. All right. Angry staffer tweets, the media really needs to quit reporting on so much personally identifiable information in regards to these jurors. I understand the public interest aspect, but they're putting people's safety and potentially the case at risk.
Exactly.
That's exactly what Trump sides wants. Mm-hmm. They want to put this case, they want to stop this case any way possible.
Because innocent people want their case to go away.
Yeah. Never mind, I already said it.
Renato Mariotti?
And Chris is not here to be wrong.
I'm pre-guessing.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. It's Renato Mariotti. God. He said, I've never observed a defendant refuse to stand and face the jury. Ever. I just, this a-hole, like he just thinks no rules apply to him. Mm-hmm. He didn't stand and face the jury. He's on his phone. He's mumbling at jurors. I'm like, I mean, Glenn has been saying this forever. I don't know what else you do but put him in jail.
I agree.
How many times is too many? Seven times is not too many to violate a gag order. I just, okay. By the way, Stormy Daniels won the internet yesterday. Someone wrote, she'll sell anything for money, and she responded, not true, I wouldn't sell Bibles. She's way funnier.
She's very funny.
I cannot wait for her to testify and talk about his tiny mushroom penis. Oh, God. I really hope they go there on purpose. Didn't they do? I mean, they did that with Monica Lewinsky, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to know everything about the tiny mushroom cap. Could you go? No, please. Expound.
Describe.
Okay. Give me Kirshner.
He's on his way.
Oh, you did. Okay, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. G7 foreign ministers, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meeting in Italy, warning of new sanctions against Iran for its drone and missile attack on Israel last weekend, even as Israel appears to strike back overnight. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Israel had been understandably secretive about exactly how this attack would be carried out and certainly when. There was an enormous amount of internal debate in Israel about the scope of this attack, with hardliners wanting to send a strong message of deterrence. But it appears this strike was limited to a military facility in Isfahan in hopes that there would be no escalation.
At the G7 meeting, Secretary Blinken saying,
I'm not going to speak to these reported events. All I can say is that for our part and for the entire G7, our focus has been on de-escalation.
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's 2-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's 4 liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship, 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's a new Schwab emendation. Check out the indie film Hundreds of Beavers. The indie comedy follows a 19th century Applejack salesman, you heard that right, who finds himself trapped in the wilderness after losing everything in a fire. The filmmakers are from Wisconsin, and the film was shot entirely in northern Wisconsin. It has big laughs thanks to some great slapstick and well-written gags. Hundreds of Beavers is available to rent on Prime Video and Apple TV. Tons of fun. Think you're a techno boob? While sending invitations to her daughter's first birthday party, Mom Emily King accidentally invited hundreds of people from her contact list, including an ex-lover. King says she misunderstood what import contacts meant, and as a result, almost had to buy a really big cake. The theme for the party was Lord of the Rings. What one-year-old doesn't love Lord of the Rings? The frazzled King immediately canceled the party. I'm just hoping I can get a full refund on this Frodo costume. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Winds will gust out of the west as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy, a low near 31. Sunshine, 50 for Saturday. Sunny and 60 on your Sunday. Slight chance of a rain shower on Monday, mid-60s.
Right now, 38 degrees.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds of my incriminating me. I'll plead the fifth on
it. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On my next show, I'm joined in studio by award-winning musician, chef Ace Champion, and Terry Barr, who will preview some music she will feature on Max Inc. Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Who has answered the call for his country once again? MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Really? Really?
Today,
you know what?
All days.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. He gives me fart squad. Oh, Glenn Kirshner's back. Hi, good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Hello, Steph. How are you? I lost you there for a minute.
I thought the internet gods had taken you from me, and I panicked. So let's talk about, first of all, I know you've been saying it every day about, you know, that he needs to go to jail. But can we talk about, is he going to, and if not, why not? There's one analysis I wanted to get your reaction on. One analyst said the judge at a minimum has to have a hearing under New York state law. It's not the judge being weak or feckless or afraid of Donald Trump. The law says there's a process he has to follow. My big question is, why is the judge waiting, though, until the 23rd, I guess 4 days from now, to even have that hearing in the first place? He could have done so yesterday or today to really send that message that this is important to the court and this conduct needs to stop. What is your take on that?
So my take is, under New York state law, there are two kinds of contempt. There's contempt that occurs in the presence of the judge. Right. In other words, in court. That's where, just like in the movies, you could see Judge Mershon bang the gavel, say, I'm holding you in contempt and jailing you for 30 days. That would be a summary contempt procedure. But because he did not commit these violations of the gag order in the presence of the court, he posted them, right?
Yeah.
The law provides that there has to be notice and an opportunity to defend. So that has to be set sometime off in the future. And the judge ultimately gave him about a week. And, you know, I don't fault him for that, even though we all know the time is of the essence, because Trump will continue to endanger witnesses, jurors, and everybody else.
Well, you know, and here's what I was going to say. I mean, obviously, you know, responsible media organizations, at least, are trying to limit information about the jurors. But some people were saying, how does that matter when you've got Fox News, who's literally having segments called Meet the Jurors? Mm-hmm. And they clearly, Glenn, are trying to blow up this case in Donald Trump's favor, right?
Yeah, they are. And Judge Mershon has put some more restrictions on what information will be publicly available about the jurors. And here's the thing, Steph, I've had cases where juror fear and intimidation was injected into the trial by a defendant or by his criminal associates. And it's bad and it's dangerous. But here's the thing, it never inures to the benefit of the defendant. You don't want jurors feeling scared, having a personal stake in the outcome of a case. But ordinarily, it only turns them against the defendant. It doesn't benefit the defendant. So, yes, we want the jurors protected, and we want Donald Trump convicted.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Glenn, I guess the good news is that was pretty stunning that we got, you know, that the judge yesterday said we have our jury, that they have, and, you know, they may obviously have the rest of the alternates today, you know, meaning we're off to the races on Monday, right? So I guess he's, you know, moving this along, which maybe is the best thing you can do. You know, let's send him to jail for real.
Yeah, it was remarkable that they seated 12 jurors in less than three trial days. And that's really a tribute to Judge Mershon's decision.
Yeah.
When the first 96 jurors came in, he said, who thinks they can't be fair? Raise their hand. And he summarily dismissed those people, which actually makes some sense in hindsight. Usually what we do, Steph, is we talk to each one of them, and we try to sort of figure out why it is they believe they can't be fair. That would have been a waste of time. So I think Judge Mershon made the right, though unorthodox, decision in jury selection.
But, you know, what worries me, Glenn, we talked about this in the first segment, is just, you know, when people say you have Trump derangement syndrome, it's like, right, people had Hitler derangement syndrome. If you don't think he's a despicable criminal POS, you're not paying attention. Like, how do you get a fair trial? You know what I mean? I'm afraid all of the, you know, if you, we played some of the dismissed jurors, they're, of course, all the fact-based, reasonable people. I mean, do you worry about who is on
You know, I worry, but I believe they're impaneling a fair and impartial jury. It's not that you can't have strong feelings one way or another, but you have to be the kind of person, Steph, who cares enough about the rule of law that they can say, you know what, I can set aside my feelings, my beliefs, my ideologies, and I can decide this case based only on the evidence I see. Frankly, I am a huge Trump critic because he breaks the law early and often.
Right.
But if you put me in a juror's chair and you said, now, Glenn, you're required to follow the law and decide this case based only on the facts, I'm telling you, I could do it.
Yeah.
People might not believe it, and there might be an appearance problem. But if you really care about the rule of law, you can discharge those duties as a juror.
No, I'd be the same as that one juror. My interview would be the shortest ever. They were like, can you be fair? She's like, no, I hate him. I mean, but that's what we're saying. I think our side tends to tell the truth and be fair, whereas that's what I'm concerned about is exactly what Jesse Waters tweeted about, that, you know, because they're defending a lying POS, they're going to lie to get on the jury, you know, to try to be that one person that hangs the jury.
But here's the thing, Steph, their social media is being scrutinized by both sides, prosecutors and the defense attorneys. And here's the thing that everybody should remember, because it doesn't get enough attention. Do you know the prosecutors found that one of the jurors, I think he was maybe juror number 4, had said some things on some social media posts that he did not reveal during jury selection, and those things were really anti-Trump. Mm-hmm. So you would think, oh, we got a ringer, right? The people who hate Trump, we got a ringer on the jury. You know what the prosecutors did? They said, Judge, we have an obligation to make sure this process is fair to Donald Trump, not only to the people of New York. So we're bringing this to your attention. And ultimately, that juror was excused.
Wow.
What does that show? It's the opposite of a witch hunt.
Yeah.
Right? It is all about prosecutors acting the way they must, being fair to the defendant.
So, I you know, this story about whether, you know, he's going to get sent to jail on the contempt order, whatever. I wanted to get your take. This was some, I don't know, is this a right-wing guy on CNN? I don't know. He said, I think if he does go into this hole, if it were to happen, first of all, I think you probably would see civil unrest across the country, certainly in some cities. That's one. And two, politically, if I'm the Biden campaign, I don't want to necessarily see him in jail because that's not going to get more people, because that's going to get more people inflamed and fired up. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's necessarily great for the country, even if we're bending the rules for someone. Isn't that the antithesis of our democracy and our Constitution, that we're scared of the bullies, so let's not have justice for everybody?
Yeah, let's not follow the law or apply it equally to everybody, depending on the collateral consequences. If that is the road we go down, then our criminal justice system is lost. I happen to believe he's going to end up in jail. I have lots of defendants who violated court orders. And what would happen is usually the first violation, judge would give him a stern talking to and say, next time there will be sanctions. Second violation, there would be sanctions. At the second violation, the judge will say, I'm going to impose these relatively low level sanctions. Do it one more time, and I'm going to order you into a jail cell. Now, I think we're already sort of at the second violation stage. There are more than 7, I think, that are being offered by the prosecutors that they're seeking contempt of court for.
Yeah.
So if I had to bet my $1, Steph, you know, that's my betting limit. I'm not a gambling man, not a high roller. I'll put the buck on Donald Trump seeing the inside of a jail cell at some point during the course of this trial, because he will continue to push the boundary. And Judge Mershon, I think, will have to order him into confinement.
You said it best on Twitter, Glenn. You said Donald Trump is the very definition of contempt. I mean, if this isn't contempt, I mean, right? If this isn't contempt, I don't know what is. So the prosecutors said that he has violated the gag order at least 7 more times. I don't know if we're up to more. That was by the time court adjourned Tuesday. So, you know, your friend Andrew Weissman said a Manhattan jury selection concern whether there has been or will allowed to be the strategic dissemination of information by the Trump team and about jurors who they see as problematic for them in order to scare them off from jury service. I mean, this could happen to the jurors that have already been seated, right? I mean, someone said you're going to need at least the six alternates. But, you know, once again, Glenn, we're in uncharted territory. Like, how is this allowed to happen, that they can just, you know, target whoever they get information about?
You know, it's been allowed to happen because the institutions of government have decided to strike the balance in favor of Donald Trump, letting him endanger everyone who's involved in the endeavor to hold him accountable for his crimes, prosecutors, jurors, witnesses, judges, and their family members, rather than applying the law as it was intended to be applied and detain him pending trial. There is an easy solution to all of this, but for whatever reason, the institutions of government have refused. They failed. They've refused to apply the law to him as it would be applied to anybody else. And that's something that I hope, when we look back in our rearview mirror and Donald Trump is sitting his big fat orange butt in a jail cell, we can do a little autopsy. We can do an after action report on why it is the institutions failed in this task.
To quote the excused juror, more yellow, really, than orange. So Judge Marchand said he would not order the prosecutors to disclose a witness list to the defense team in light of Trump's recent attacks on figures connected to the trial. The prosecutor said, we're not telling him who the witnesses are. This is extraordinary, right? And Marchand said, I can't fault you for that. Judge Marchand, somebody tweeted, Judge Marchand exercising discretion to penalize behavior that endangers witnesses will be far more effective than a $1,000 fine. I mean, that really is kind of, well, I know we overuse unprecedented.
And that's why there's 30 days in jail for each contempt under the New York state law. And I think Trump will push Marchand to that 30-day limit. So, as a matter of courtesy, I always gave the defense counsel the names of the witnesses who would be testifying the following day, just so they could, you know, schlep the right boxes and files over to court and be ready to go. But I think both the prosecutors and Judge Marchand were right to say, the minute you get these names, you're going to blast them out, you're going to post about them, and you're going to endanger them. So the answer is no, this is a problem of your making, and you got to live with it now.
You know, I was saying that even Michael Cohen, who's, you know, a pretty tough figure, sounded a little rattled yesterday, you know, with the amount of death threats and all that. I mean, you know, I hate to ask the question that way, Glenn, but you've been a prosecutor for years and years. I mean, how are they protecting Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniel? I mean, because obviously they don't need a witness list to know who some of the witnesses are, right?
Yeah, I fear that they are not protecting them. You know, I only had two anonymous juries in my 30 years as a prosecutor, and each one involved a RICO gang, a criminal organization that the Washington Post dubbed Murder, Inc., Murder Incorporated, because this criminal organization killed 31 people over the course of about 8 years. That was when we needed an anonymous jury, and frankly, they still got to some of the jurors during the course of the trial. But we moved heaven and earth to protect jurors and to protect witnesses. It feels like we're not moving heaven and earth to protect jurors and witnesses the way we need to. And just think about it, Steph. The only other time I ever had an anonymous jury is when we went after the most violent RICO organization in Washington, D.C. And now that those measures, some of them have to be employed for a former president of the United States.
Here we are with Don Snorleone now. One analyst said it's a good sign for the speed with which we can get this trial and the fact that we have 12 jurors. But another said the law says you can have up to six alternates. I think in this case you'd want all six because we've lost two already. Some of them could be spooked by a social media post, so you're going to need all six. I mean, I know it's harder to get out once you've been seated, right? But I mean, it seems like that's going to be a pretty compelling reason to say, I'm scared to death for myself and my family. I've been targeted by ex-Fox host idiot or whoever, right?
Yeah, and during one of our RICO trials, Steph, let me tell you what the defendants did. They would call their friends and criminal associates, and Lord knows Donald Trump has lots of lackeys and flunkies who are willing to do his bidding for him. They would call them into the courtroom because any member of the public can come in the courtroom. Now, mind you, it's tougher to get into the Trump courtroom. But and then they would eyeball all the jurors. And D.C. is a big city, but a very small town. Like, and they would say, oh, you know what? I know that guy. And
like then Matt, they were like the Matt races. Gaetz
and
did.
Those jurors when, ended up yeah. having to be excused mid-trial, and we had to replace them with an alternate.
Yeah, like Matt Gaetz did. Remember the back of the congressional hearing? He's lurking back there staring at Michael Cohen, trying to intimidate him and, you know, tweeting threats about him and his family. I mean, ay, ay, ay. These guys are all thugs. Here's the good news. Ron tweets, I've tried over 250 criminal jury trials over 29 years. I've never once not had a client stand for the jury, and that includes six charged with murder. Leave it to Trump to go out of his way to be as boorish and as obnoxious as possible. I mean, Glenn, I'm still confident that justice is coming for this mofo.
you know what?
He is showing go ahead.
Listen, trials in part are a popularity contest, and Donald Trump will be the least popular person in that courtroom because of the way he behaves and misbehaves. None of that will be lost on the jurors. And today, Steph, we've got the Sandoval hearing. Mm-hmm. So the prosecutors are going to detail 13 instances of uncharged misconduct that they want to cross-examine Donald Trump on. Anybody, just read this Sandoval hearing with these 13 instances of misconduct. It's like a, like an Applebee's menu. There's so much to choose from. And the jurors ultimately are going to come to despise Donald Trump for who he is, how he behaves in the courtroom, not just for all the incriminating evidence that is introduced against him. When you say justice is coming, I am absolutely confident that the jurors will hold him accountable for his crimes. It's just that I want everybody to get through the process safely, the jurors, the witnesses, and everybody else.
Well, I agree with you, Glenn. I think that's why they're freaking out, Trump on his whole team, you know, Fox News, all of those. I feel like they're doing everything they can to try to, you know, throw a bomb in the middle of this trial. I mean, but it looks like we're going to have all the alternates today, right? That means we start Monday, possibly, right? And then how long is the trial, would you say?
Yeah, opening statements on Monday. And if the pace of jury selection is any measure, you know, we could see Donald Trump as convicted felon by the 1st of June.
Sorry. Wow. That was like a little three-way for you, Glenn. Thank you for that. Let's just end on that happy ending. Okay. And can I tell you how excited people are about Philadelphia Sexy Liberal next Saturday? Oh, my God. With you and JoJo from Jersey. That's a lot of Jersey up there. And Lindy Lee. I mean, we are so excited. SexyLiberal.com.
I can't wait, Steph. Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
All right. Thank you, honey. There he goes. Love you.
All right. Love y'all.
51
Bye.
Minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dunn. Done with debt. Done. I'm done with it, Jody. Done. Talk to the hand, Dad. Talk to the hand. Do people still say that?
No.
Sean, is that a thing? That's an old lady thing? Hold up my bony crypt keeper hand.
It's all that in a bag of chips kind
Done.
Of old.
Right. Okay. Done with debt. Come on. You know how high credit card interest, right? Loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. You live in paycheck to paycheck. I mean, you name it. Done with debt is your lifeline. It has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills, how to cut interest rates. Their still skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get you debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. What is our analogy for making something worse? You know, you cut yourself and you put the wrong stuff in it and you're like, oh, now you made it worse.
Right.
Don't pick that debt zit. You're just going to make it worse. Okay, done with debt. The experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But hurry, because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's it. Donewithdebt.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Ad Council.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Come for you, bad boys, what you gonna do, what you gonna do when...
Stephanie Miller.
I get it, Sean. Jody and I had a little, we had two little spontaneous orgasms when Glenn
I know.
Talked about just like, whoa. Trump going to jail. And I could hear Karen in Chicago as well, that
oh, yeah.
saucy little whore. Just go, oh, yeah. Hi, Karen, hi. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Oh, my God. Steph, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I am so sorry. I am in a mood this morning. You know, Steph, the rules don't apply to Donald Trump, and he knows it. The rule of law doesn't apply to him. And the reason why is because he's been allowed
yeah.
to get away with this stuff. Our judicial system has not held him accountable.
Thank
the
you.
The Republican Party has not held him accountable.
Thank you. It should be like Catholic school. Give me your phone. It's mine now.
Yeah. I don't know why
Stand
you even have it.
Stand up and look at the jury. You.
Yeah.
Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela and Fuglesang coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL star, Phil Nee on National Record Store Day, and Tim Gerson, LA film critic.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.